这段日子圣诞节要到了，大家都非常的忙碌。
Everybody busy because the Christmas.
我相信我们为着我们所爱的亲人好友，我们都想有一点的表示。
We want to present our love to our relative or our friend or our loved one.
所以不管我们能力怎么样，我们总想准备一些东西。
No matter what kind of capability we have, we want to give them something.
昨天早我读到一个报道说，在华人的家庭里很明显的一个情况。
Yesterday I read a newspaper that in Asian families,
就是呢，父母呢为儿女都很大方的准备圣诞礼物。
Parents prepare a costly present for their kids.
但是对自己的老伴呢是非常的抠。
But they do nothing for their better health.
常常几年之久都没有互赠礼物。
For several years, they don't have any gifts.
昨天早晨，我和我弟兄看到这则报道时候，互相取笑了一番。
And I laughed at this with my husband.
最后我们的结论是
，Our conclusion is，
我就是你最大的礼物。
I am your biggest present.
我把我自己的一生都给你了。
I give you my whole life.
所以呢，每一年就不需要再重复这个动作了。
So no matter, I don't need to repeat this every year.
那我也看到我的孩子们呢，他们经济能力差一点。
My kids, they don't have any money.
They don't have much money.
Oh, they don't have much money.
They have so much.
Just a little bit.
那佳节到了，他们想为自己所喜啊好朋友准备一些礼物。
They want to prepare something for their friend.
啊，用了很多的心思。
And they spend a lot of their heart.
像我的孩子在一路上学跟放学路上，就在路上寻找那个树上掉下来的松果。
My kids, they pick up a lot of pine corn.
然后把它洗干净，然后喷上银色的漆。
And they spray the silver paint.
再把彩带把它包起来。
And they wrap it with the ribbon.
再写上同学的名字。
And write their name.
写一些纪念的话。
And the words.
然后包在很漂亮的袋子里，就送去给同学。
And put in a very beautiful bag and give it to them.
那或者呢，他们把好朋友的照片收集起来，做了一个2008年的月历。
They collect their friend's picture and make a calendar of 2008.
那我也看见他们收到很多礼物，也是孩子们在家里自己精心制作的，比如说烤的饼干啊，烤的 muffins.
They also get a gift that from their friends, that's a cookie or a muffin they made by themselves.
这些呢，不是用金钱的价值呢衡量的。
We can evaluate by the money.
也在店里买不到的。
And we can buy it from the store.
但是你可以看到后面有许多的爱。
But you can tell there is a lot of love.
今天早晨呢，我在这里想跟你们分享一个爱。
This morning, I want to share one love to you.
也想送给你一个礼物。
And I want to give you a gift.
是世界上买不到的。
And you cannot buy from the world.
它的价值也不是金钱能够衡量的。
And the value you cannot evaluate by money.
因为我做基督徒，我从小生长在基督徒的家庭。
I raised up in a Christian family.
所以呢，我就像一个孩子，只知道领受。
And I just like a kid, I only need to take.
觉得所有父母给我都是理所当然的。
I take the advantage from my parents. I think everything is just like that.
那我作为一个基督徒，我也觉得神应当供应我所有的需要。
As a Christian, and I thought God can provide me everything.
所以我就是做一个享受的儿女。
I just enjoy everything.
我很少能够明白为父的心肠。
And I don't understand how is the father thinking and what's his heart.
那直到呢，有一天我的天父在我的孩子身上教导了我这个功课。
So one day, the heavenly father gave me a lesson from my kids.
在我的大女儿很小的时候。
In my eldest daughter.
她从小呢就体弱多病，差不多两三个礼拜她就会病一场。
And she's really weak from she was a baby. Every two or three weeks, she will get sick.
那在她一岁多的时候，有一次她就是得了很简单的，就是 stomach flu.
When she was one year old, she got a stomach flu.
她三天三夜就是上吐下泻，发高烧。
Almost 3 days, she vomiting and diarrhea.
而且高烧不断，到一直到第三天早晨
，till the third day's morning，
她好多了
，she's better，
她就起来玩
，and she's playing。
很早才六点多，她就在客厅里玩耍。
Around 6 o'clock morning， and she playing in the living room。
那我的先生就在旁边陪她。
My husband play with her。
就听到他们两个声音了，突然就听到我的先生大叫说：“你快来！”
All of a sudden， I heard my husband crying out， "Oh， come here， come here！"
我就跑到客厅里
，and I rush to the living room。
我就看到我的女儿。 躺在地上，全身躺在爸爸的怀里，全身抽搐。
I saw my daughter laying on her father's arm and just like seizures.
啊，她的全身肌肉，包括眼球，她的连她的舌头都在转。
Her whole body seizures of everything, like her eyeball and also the tongue is seizure.
然后突然她就停了，然后就好像睡着了。
All of a sudden, she stopped, just like fall asleep.
我们怎么样叫都把她叫不醒。
We cannot wake her up.
那个时候我们是很年轻的父母，也是第一个孩子。
I'm the young parent at that time.
真的不晓得发生了什么事情。
I don't know what's happening.
但是因为实在太早了，所以我们后来就等了一会儿，打电话到他的小儿科医生那里去。
Because that's early morning, so we wait for a while and call for the pediatrician.
那医生听到说你我一开门你就把他带来。
And the pediatrician says, when I just open the door and you just come in.
所以我们一大早呢就等了他，后来他因为他好像睡着不醒。过了一会儿呢，他醒过来，我们就喂他喝了一点东西，就把他带到诊所去。
For a while she woke up and we feed her something and we bring her to the hospital.
那到了诊所呢，这个医生说要给他量体温。
The doctor say gonna take her temperature.
就用那种温度计是要插在肛门里面的。
And they use the monitor gonna insert into her button.
那这一插进去的时候呢，他就全身抽搐。
And when the monitor inserted her button, and she just started to seizure.
然后所有喝的牛奶都全部吐的一地都是。
The milk is vomiting all over.
然后医生一看到这个情形说不行，我们要送她去 emergency.
When doctor saw this, and he said we're gonna bring her to the emergency.
去彻底检查。
To take a test.
然后我们过去就 emergency 在对面，医院就在对面，所以我们立刻就到了 emergency.
The emergency is across the street.
啊，一进去呢，他们要做第一件事说这个孩子三天又吐又拉又没有吃东西，然后这个情况，所以要给他打点。第一件事先打点滴，让他有体力。
In this situation, we have to give her some IV.
那当他们呢这些，因为我这个孩子从小生病很多，一天到晚去医生那里，所以他对于医院医生是反感很重的。
This daughter is really feared to go to hospital because of all the bad experience.
所以他一看到这些人围着他，他就开始很不合作。
And she is not cooperate.
所以呢，他们必须把她压住，然后架住她的手，然后打那个把找那 IV 的那个 vein.
They have to hold her very tight to find the vein to get the IV.
那当这个终于把她压住了，然后那个针一插进去的时候，她又开始抽搐。
When finally everybody lay her down and the needle insert into her body and she start suturing.
那医生这下就很严肃。
The doctor thinks it's very serious.
因为从六点那个时候还不到中午，他就三次发生这样的情形。
Because from 6 o'clock morning till now, it's already 3 times happened like this.
所以医生说，我的猜测他是不是有脑瘤，那就是有癫痫症。若不是这两个，他就是有一个我还不知道的原因，不知道什么的问题。
So the doctor said it would have 3 possibility. One is brain tumor, the other one is seizure.And the other one is, the third one is, there's some reason, I don't know yet.
所以他说我们要给他做一连串的测验。
So we have to give her a lot of tests.
从简单的就是验血、验尿、抽脊髓、造脑波、造心电图，就是整个 whole work.
The whole works from blood testing, urine testing, also get the liquid from the spine, and also a lot of package.
那立刻呢就把她衣服换掉
and replace her clothes.
那时候天气很冷，但是在医院你只能穿那个小小的那个医院的袍子。
At that time, it's winter. It's really cold, and she only can have a gown.
然后为了要带她去各种的测验，就把她放在一个婴儿的床里，因为她才一岁多。
Because she's a baby, so we have to put it in a baby crib.
那这个床很不一样，就是因为他们怕小孩爬出来，所以这个床整个是封起来，像一个笼子。
This crib is very special because they don't want the baby get hurt from the bed, so they put it like cage.
那我们就推着这个像笼子的床，带他到不同的地方去受去就是测验。
So we have pushed this cage-like bed and go to everywhere.
那他还很小，那他也不懂事。穿了一个道袍，冷得很冷，然后你就看到他穿一个小尿片，穿一个道袍，在那个床里面一直要爬起来，要妈妈抱。
she's really little at that time, and she only have a gun and a diaper, and she always want to stand up and want me to hold her.
但是呢，我没有办法 kiss 她，我就陪着她在那个笼子旁边，一边推着她去检查。
I cannot reach her and touch her. I only can push the crib.
她就一直站起来，然后因为轮子一直在动，所以她就一直摔倒，撞在那个栏杆上面。
She keep on stand up, and but because we pushing the crib, and she fall down.
那么小也讲不清楚他要去做件什么事情，只能一直安慰他说妈妈在这里。
We cannot explain anything to her, so we just can tell her that I'm here.
就来到一个房间的门口，医护人员跟我说你不能进去，现在我们要给他做那个 CT scan， 是一个大的桶子，他有 radiation， 所以你必须 stay outside.
You have when I get into the room, they have to do the CT scan. I have to stay outside.
然后我就看到他们把他推进去，他就开始大哭，因为看不见妈妈了。
Because she didn't saw me and she just started crying.
啊，那个房间很冷，因为那个机器的设备关系，那它温度要 keep 得很低。
They have to keep the room temperature very low because the machine.
所以我知道她在那里面又孤单又寒冷又不适应。
I know she's really lonely and cold.
我在那门外就听到她一直哭，哭了40分钟之久，终于停下来了。
I stand outside. I keep on listen her crying for 40 minutes.And she stopped.
然后他们把她推出来的时候，她已经睡着了。
When they pull her back, and she already fall asleep.
那推到了一个病孩，就是儿童的病房里。
And we get into a children's room.
那我先生回家去拿些衣物，因为我们没有想到会到了医院里，所以他回家拿一些东西。
My husband went home to get some clothes for us.
所以站在他的病房里，我站在他的笼子旁边。
I stand by the cage.
我看见我的孩子。
I saw her.
她满头大汗，然后眼泪都还没有干。
Her hair all wet and the tears still there.
她小小的脸庞还皱着眉头。
And she feel very suffer.
她的手还是握得紧紧的。
He hold his fist tightly.
所以我知道她还是非常的紧张。
I know she's still nervous.
那我就想到说，如果她是有脑瘤。
And I keep on thinking if she have brain tumor.
我想她从小身体就这么不好。
She's really weak.
那脑瘤是要开刀的。
We have to have surgery for the brain.
那如果脑瘤是不好的瘤，那还要化疗。
If this is a bad thing, maybe have some chemical treatment.
还有放射线的治疗。
Radiation treatment.
那我想她是很难承担这样的过程。
I don't think she can take it.
一个小小的感冒，常常就叫她很久才能恢复。
She's recovered so long from a small cold.
那后来我想说，如果不是脑瘤，如果是癫痫症
，Is this seizure？
那他这一辈子随时这个都可能会发。
It will happen anytime in her whole life。
他可能在开车，他可能在上课，任何时候。
Anytime when she was driving or in the class。
那对他来说是很危险的事情。
It's really dangerous to her。
而且对一个女孩子来说，这实在是一个很不好的疾病。
For a girl, this is not a good sick.
那第三种可能性就是医生还没有找出来。
And the third reason, the doctor still don't know.
所以站在那里，我的心好像都要碎了。
When I stand by her, my heart's broken.
我就跟主祷告。
I pray to my God.
感谢神，我们有神可以祷告。
Thanks for Lord. At that time, I have Lord to pray to.
那时候我跟神说，主啊，我只有一个愚昧的祷告。
I have only one request.
这是一个很愚昧的要求。
I know it's kind of stupid.
但是我只能这样祷告。
But this is the only prayer.
我全心只想到这一件事。
The only thing I think at that time.
我说主啊，他不能承受这些疾病。
She cannot take this.
我只有一个要求。
I only have one request.
主，不论他有什么，我求你把那个给我。
No matter what she have right now, just give it to me.
因为她不能承担。
Because she cannot take it.
说主啊，把她的病给我。
Give her sickness to me.
在当时觉得自己觉得很滑稽，这样祷告。
At that time, I know it's kind of.
但是我心里没有第二个想法。
But I have any second thought.
也不能有第二种祷告。
I don't have any.
就跟说主把她所有的给我。
Just give everything on her. Give it to me.
让我来承担。
Let me take it.
我可以承担。
I can.
当我这样祷告的时候
When I pray,
不断地重复这个祷告
I repeat this again and again.
突然一下
All of a sudden,
我听见神对我说话
I heard something from God.
神说因此 我叫我的儿子为你舍命。
God said, because this, I have my son to give his life to you.
一下子我从我的那个当时的那个忧愁的情况里好像被举起来。
All of a sudden, I raise up from my sorrow.
好像我这个人脱离了我当时的状况，我一下子好像我就站在父神在天上的，在站在他的旁边往下看。
All of a sudden, I just like stand with the Lord and look down everything.
我看见整个人类犯罪。
I saw the humankind
得罪神。
They offend God.
我们只有一个结局。
We have only one.
就是永远的灭亡。
Because we're gonna have perish forever.
在神的心里
In my God's love,
他看见他所爱的儿女
He saw his loving daughter and son.
在这样的情况里
In this kind of situation,
他们要经过一个情形到一个结局是他们自己没有办法承担的
This result, they cannot take it.
所以神的心很痛
So the God's heart is broken.
但是他是公义的他不能把审判挪去
He is righteousness.He cannot remove the judgment.
所以他就自己来成为了这个审判的对象。
So he himself become the one who be judged.
所以一下子我觉得好像我这个事情不是那么重要了。
All of a sudden I feel the things happen to me is not that important.
而我觉得说神的心那样的痛，那样的爱我们，为了我们，他把他自己所爱的舍了。
God so loved us, and for us, He gave us His precious things.
难怪
His life.
圣经上说神爱世人。
So the Bible says, for God so loved the world.
神爱世人。
For God so loved the world.
神爱世人。
God so loved the world.
神爱世人。
God loved the world.
这是神的爱，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们。
This is God's love, for He gave His one and only Son.
叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
That whoever believe in Him.Shall not perish, but have eternal life.
所以我真的觉得主的话好像一下在我里面扩大了。
So the God's word enlarged in me.
我稍微有一点明白了父的爱何等的伟大。
And I just understand a little bit how big our God's love.
就像我愿意为了爱我的女儿缘故，我愿意来为她生病。
Just like I love my daughter, I want.To get the sickness from her.
我愿意承受他要承受的。
I can take this because he cannot.
我一点都不觉得为难。
I don't have any hesitate.
父在天上。
God's in above.
他何等的爱他所造的人类。
He loves his, the mankind.
每一位亲爱的朋友弟兄姊妹每一位我们都是父所深爱的。
Every one of you is the one who, that God loves.
神知道你我需要拯救。
God knows you and me, we all need salvation.
我们都知道我们的光景在人面前是站不住的。
We all know we cannot stand up from anybody.
谁能否认自己里面的黑暗呢？
Who can deny the darkness inside?
我们岂没有自私、尊敬、嫉妒、仇恨在我们的里面吗？
We have selfish, we have hatred, we have any kind of sin.
这一切在圣洁的神面前我们都站不住的。
We cannot even stand up in front of holy God.
这样的黑暗，这样的罪，叫我们都要永远灭亡的。
This kind of darkness and sin, we're gonna perish forever.
所以神爱世人。
God so loved the world.
就将他的独生爱子赐给他们。
That he gave his one and only son.
叫一切信他的人。
That whoever believe in him.
不至灭亡。
Shall not perish.
反得永生。
But have eternal life.
弟兄姊妹亲爱的朋友
Brother, sister, and dear friend,
在这样的佳节里人人在庆祝圣诞
In this festival, everybody celebrate Christmas.
但是我们真的知道这其中伟大的爱的意义吗
But do you know the meaning of love in this?
我们真知道我们何等的蒙恩吗
Do you know how gracious we have?
你真知道有天上的神创造我们的神这样爱我们吗
Do you know the God who created the world, he really loved us?
我们若真知道真的所有的劳苦重担都可以卸下来
If we really know it, we can put down all our burden.
我们会欢欢喜喜来奔这个天城
We will happily to run on the road.
所以当我看见的时候，我心里一下子觉得孩子怎么样不再重要了。
And when I saw this, and I think, what happened to my daughter is not.
神并没有对我说你的女儿得医治了。
God didn't tell me that I cure your daughter.
因为对我来说没有什么关系，她在地上的日子如何不重要，因为神把最重要的一件事已经做好了。
Because I think no matter how long or short she's going to stay on the world, it's not important anymore.
她一生可以依靠这个爱她的神。
Because her whole life she can depend on the loving God.
我不用再这么忧伤。
I don't need to worry about that.
在这个时候呢，教会里神的家真是好，一下子弟兄们姊妹们知道这个事，就有两位年长的师母来看我。
At that time, the two sisters from church come to visit me.
他们怕我太忧虑。
They worry about too sorrow.
所以他们就来陪我一起祷告。
And they came and pray for me.
当我们一起祷告的时候
，When we pray together,
我只能感谢赞美神。
The only thing I can do is thank and praise God.
我灵里说不出的荣耀喜乐。
I have glorified and happiness in my spirit.
跟几分钟之前哭的好像没有办法停下来，判若两人。
It's totally different from several minutes ago.
这是因为神的恩典开了我的眼睛。
Because God's mercy opened up my eyes.
叫我大得安慰。
Let me He comfort me.
所以当所有的检查呢，一个个的经过之后呢，感谢神，一天之后，医生实在找不出任何的原因。
When she went up all the tests and the doctor couldn't find any cause.
那医生就告诉我们说，他最后的答案是说他的这个症状叫做 breath holding spell.
And the doctor's conclusion is breath holding spell.
什么意思呢？就是这个孩子呢病了几天，所以然后很弱。
So what's the reason? Because she's sick for several days.
所以当
他 very weakness.
所以当他受一点刺激，比如说他撞到桌子，或者是他那个擦温度计，或者是打那个点滴进来的时候。
So when the small things happen to her,
她就会一下
and she just all of a sudden,
她会停止呼吸
and hold her breath.
然后这个时候她就会脑子就会那个电流会错乱
and at that time the brain is kind of a disorder.
然后就会造成这个抽搐的状况
cause the seizure.
这个是他们最后做完所有测验的。这个结论
That's their conclusion.
所以也没有什么好治的
It's, nothing to
当他强壮一点以后他就不会有这种状况了
We should get stronger and everything will be fine.
感谢主他再也没有发生过这种
Praise the Lord, she's never happened that again.
很多人认识他现在已经19岁大学二年级了
She now is 19 years old.
那我们就很快乐的回家
19
Close enough. 感谢主，我们就回家了。
So praise the Lord, we went home.
那天是礼拜六，我们回到家中。第二天是主日。
Next day is Sunday morning, Lord's Day.
我们也都经过了这几天，也都很累了。
When we've gone through the several days, we're really tired.
到礼拜天早晨呢，我就一直在反复考虑说要不要带他去聚会。
And Lord's Day morning, I just thinking, can I bring her to the church?
因为在我的心里我实在很想去聚会
In my heart, I really want to go to church.
因为我知道聚会第一堂就是擘饼
Because I know the first, at the beginning is breaking bread.
我要去擘饼纪念主
I want to memorize
God. 我要纪念他成为我们的代替
I want to memorize him, he replaced the place for us.
我要纪念他怎么样的爱我们
I want to memorize him how he loved me.
所以我心里很想去
I really want to go.
那孩子呢？因为几天的折腾呢，还没有醒过来。
But she didn't get up at that morning.
那梁弟兄就一早去服侍，就先走了。
My husband went to church very early.
我就站在他的房间外面走来走去，祷告主说：“主啊，你若愿意，就让他醒来。”
I working back and forth in front of her door.
通常我们是不会等小孩起床，该聚会是一定聚会。但那天实在因为他身体太弱，所以我要体贴他的光景。
Usually I wake her up on the Sunday morning, but at that day I want her to have a rest.
然后突然之间呢，我就听到里面有声音。
All of a sudden I heard something.
我就开门进去。
I opened the door.
看到她站在那个床旁边，咬扶着 crib， 很高兴微笑。
And I saw her stand by the crib and smile to me.
我就很快的就把她抱了，我们就上车就去 church.
So I hold her and we rush to church.
当我们到 church 的时候，擘饼聚会已经开始了。
and the breaking bread meeting just started.
那我到的时候呢，有一位我刚走进去坐下来，有位弟兄点了一首诗。
When I get in and just sit down, one brother pick a song.
那这首诗歌我很少唱过，我们波比也很少唱，是诗歌63首。
It's hymn 63.
我把第一节的歌词念给你们听。
Let me read to you.
此时何时？
A solemn hour.
孤单之时。
A lonely hour alone.
四围都是黑暗。
In solitary night.
天上神的独生之子。
When God the Father's only son.
以人血肉代人受死。
As man for sinners lost.
这是何等悲惨。
Undone expire. Amazing sight.
荣耀的主钉十字架。
The Lord of glory crucified.
生命的王受人钉扎。
The Lord of life has bled and died.
当我听到这一节的时候，我是没有办法的受感动。
I really touched by this hymn.
我就抱着大女儿，她在我怀中，我们就起来赞美主。
I hold my daughter and I stand up, praise the Lord.
真的，因为我们真知道这个爱何等的伟大。
Because I know how gracious this love.
他是何等的孤单。
He is a lonely one.
圣洁的主何等的孤单。
Our holy God, how lonely he is.
他站在何等黑暗的光景里。
How darkness he have at that
time. 他是荣耀的主，却被钉十字架。
He's the glory of God, but he by crucified.
这是最羞辱的死。
It's kind of a shameless die.
赤身肉体被挂在十字架上。
He's have nothing and put on the cross.
这位生命的王却受人钉扎。
The life-giving king, everybody despised him.
他是甘心舍命。
He really wanted to give his life,
却没有人认识他。
But nobody know him.
今天，亲爱的朋友
，Today, our dear friend,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Dear brother and sister,
我们认识主吗
？Do you know him?
我们有地方为他吗
？Do you have place for him?
我们是选择遗弃他，拒绝他吗
？Do I choose forsake him?
还是我们选择欢迎他？感谢他，接受他。
Or you want to welcome him or receive him.
神爱世人。
So, for God so loved the world.
神爱世人。
God so loved the world.
神爱我们每一个人。
God loved every one of you.
甚至将他的独生子赐给我们。
Even give his one and only son.
叫一切信他的。
That every whoever receive him
不至灭亡
shall not perish
反得永生
but have eternal life
这就是最好的消息
This is the best news
今天早晨我们想花一点时间我们来唱首诗歌
morning,
然后在这个时候我们把我们的心打开
This morning please open up our heart and sing a song
这首诗歌刚才诗班有唱
This song we sing together
也在你们的诗歌里面诗歌五十一首
is a hymn 51
我们一起来唱好不好
Let's sing together.
你知道这别照荒野你这城市就最怒但我离恨你无方见但做你的主神主后来我心中
right? Gather.
Oh, 在我心中主耶稣，在我心有公主为你。
主已经舍命，已经完成了救恩，预备了一个地方了。
Our God already gave His life and prepared a place.
这就是今天早晨我们想送给你的最大的礼物。
This is the biggest gift I want to give you this morning.
你有地方接受这个礼物吗？
Do you have room to put this gift?
在你的心中有一个空处为他吗？
Do you have a place in your heart for him?
为了你他全然舍弃。
For you, he gave up everything.
好叫你得永生。
For you to have the eternal life.
好叫你得拯救。
For you have salvation.
你可以在一生的路上把你所有的重担都卸给他。
You can give him your all burdens in your whole life.
你可以向他倾心吐意，他会成为你最好的朋友。
He can be your best friend. You can tell him everything.
他无所不在。
He's everywhere.
他无所不知。
He knows everything.
他也无所不能。
He can do anything.
他预备好了要把自己给我们。
He prepared himself want to give it to you.
我们有没有地方接受这么好的礼物？
Do you have the room to receive this gift?
今天早晨主就要把他自己给我们。
This morning our Lord want to give himself to you.
很简单的，不需要你付一分钱。
Really simple. You don't need to pay any penny.
不是不值钱。
It's not costless.
因为我们付不起。
Because we cannot pay it.
因着爱他付了。
Because love, he already paid it all.
我们只需要接受。
The only thing we can do, just receive.
而且他的宝贝是一天过一天更增加。
Besides this, this precious is every day more and more.
每一天都会成为蒙福的日子。
Every day is a blessing day.
所以我们好不好？我们把最后一节再唱一次。
Let's sing the last verses.
满天荣耀天使呼叫，当你的身走开回，让我听你此生说道，我有空处为你飞。哦，我心怀
的日子。
Today is the day you have to come home.
早晨也是收礼物的好时候。
In the morning is a good time for get the receive
the gift. 打开我们的心。
Open up your heart.
亲爱的朋友。
Dear our friend.
我们把副歌再唱两次的时候。
When we sing the refrain two times.
你若心里愿意。我请你站起来接受这个礼物。
If you're willing, I want you to stand up to get this gift.
这礼物是给你的。
This gift is for you.
所以你要，你就站起来。
If you want it, just stand up.
主，若人站起来，主就是要这个礼物。
Everybody wants stand up and because you want this gift.
我刚刚跟主已经讲好了，站起来就是要这个礼物。
I already told God, when you stand up, you get this gift.
你若以前接受过，但是呢，好像那个礼物放在那个仓库里面很久，有一点灰尘累积，忘了它什么样子。今天早晨你要把礼物再拿出来看一看的，你也可以站起来。
If you received God before, but this gift you already put in the storage room and already have dust on that, you can stand up this morning.
让主的爱在我们的里面再新鲜起来。
Let God's love refresh you this morning.
好不好？我们这是我们跟神之间的一个。一个情形哈，所以跟别人没关系。我要礼物，我就站起来。
It's nothing to do with other people, only me and God.
礼物封存已久，今天想再打开来，再欣赏，也可以站起来。
If you want to open up the old gift with dust, you can stand up this morning.
记好，神爱我们，巴不得把这一切归给我们。
Remember, God loves us. He wants to give everything to us.
他不会计较我们太久没打开了。
He doesn't mind if we didn't open up for a long time.
他也不会计较我们每一次都不愿意来打开。
He doesn't mind we don't want to come together.
今天早晨我们愿意来接受这个伟大的爱。
This morning we want to get this precious love.
让我们唱副歌唱两次。
When we sing refrain twice.
接受主的。
When you open up your heart and receive our Lord,
我请你现在与我一同祷告。
Please pray after me.
亲爱的主耶稣。
Dear Father,
谢谢你是我最好的礼物。
Thank you. You are the best gift I have ever had.
今天早晨我把我的心打开。
This morning I open up my heart.
主，我要你做成的。
Lord, what you have done.
我要你的救恩。
I want your salvation.
我要邀请你进入我的生命。
I want to invite you into
做我的救主。
As my savior.
赦免我一切的罪。
Forgive all my sins.
医治我一切的疾病。
Heal all my sickness.
叫我得着永远的生命。
Let me get the eternal life.
并成为神的儿女。
As your kids.
帮助我一生来跟随你。
Let me whole life follow you.
经历你
experiencing
爱你
I love you.
侍奉你
worship you.
与众神儿女一起
with other saints.
来荣耀你的名
glorify your name.
谢谢你接受我
thank you.
你听我的祷告
listen my prayer.
奉主耶稣基督的名
in Jesus' name.
阿们。
Amen。
在那些风尘已久，今天早晨再把礼物拿出来的神的儿女，我们一起在神面前祷告。
For those who didn't open up the gift for a long time, please pray after me.
按照你里面的感动自由的祷告。
According to yourself feeling and you pray freely.